Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S., British, and Australian governments issued new warnings overnight for Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan. The feds say there is a credible threat at the airport from an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy issued security alerts on Wednesday, urging Americans at the Kabul airport to leave immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday that up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate, but admitted the Biden administration has no idea how many Americans remain in country. Ty Garvin pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges earlier this year in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison Wednesday. Mr. Garvin is the first prison sentence in the case. More trials for others are pending. The National Rifle Association on Wednesday canceled its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, because of concerns about COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With all the confusion, chaos, and mayhem in Afghanistan after America's clumsy withdrawal from the 20-year war, one thing is for sure, life will go on. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau tells us how an airplane can have more passengers landing than it did taking off.
So far, 3 babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach, and as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris, nearly 2,900 miles from the chaos in Afghanistan, talks about the Biden administration's concerns Wednesday from Vietnam.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk, with a priority around women and children. And we have made significant progress in that regard. I believe it's since August 14th, I believe, we have evacuated over 80,000 people. And as you know, each day and night, we continue to evacuate thousands of people, understanding that it is risky for them to be there. It is a dangerous and difficult mission, but it must be seen through, and we intend to see it through as best as we can.
A study of 400,000 people overseas is revealing one of the COVID-19 vaccines is waning in its protection with time.
A new study says protection against COVID-19 is waning among those who received the Pfizer vaccine. The UK study of 400,000 individuals who got both doses shows 88% effectiveness for a month after receiving the shots. However, the study says effectiveness fell to 74% 5 or 6 months after getting both Pfizer doses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, hope it's a great day for you. I mean, it's another day and new time in which to invest in our lives. May we do it in a very positive way, one step at a time, one step in front of the other that can make a difference, you know. And you'd be surprised what one step can do in making the big difference. I like what Martin Luther King Jr. had to say. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And with that, I want to bring on Tom Norton, an American First conservative vet, running for Congress as a Republican in Michigan's 3rd District. And he's sharing his stories from the Afghan War. Tom Norton, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Bill.
Tom, I got to imagine what you're seeing, like anybody that's served in the military. And again, we cannot thank you enough for your service. And you know, I often remind people, being former military myself, former Marine, that today the numbers that are involved here as Americans is less than 1% of Americans serve in the military. So they may look, you know, the 99 may look at the 1% of us whose hearts are breaking as we watch what's going on in Afghanistan and wonder, you know, why do you feel the way you do?
The reason why we actually feel the way we do is, as you sit there and you see a country collapse that you had set up because Joe Biden withdrew air support from the Afghan army, you sit there and you start to wonder, why do I have friends in wheelchairs? Why do I have friends that are missing body parts? And other veterans have it. Why do I have friends that lost their lives there for this? Right now, Afghanistan is right back to where it was at 20 years ago when we rolled in. Northern Alliance is back to where it was at, which is the current remnants of the Afghan army with the defense minister now leading it. And it's right back to where it looked like 20 years ago. So that's where a lot of that pain is at. It's like going there and sacrificing a year of your life somewhere and then they're telling you, oh, you did that for nothing.
Exactly. So, well, even worse yet, Afghan, I mean, we could only hope it's where it was 20 years ago. You know, we got to throw into the mix, although there's some fact checkers say that that's not exactly right. But I keep seeing footage of billions of dollars of military weaponry that was left behind. I mean, here they overnight have become the most fortified army in the Middle East. And I think some of these fact checkers are, you know, kind of, I don't know, you can say splitting hairs here over the number. I don't care what number of billion, 40, 80 billion, whatever it amounts to. But needless to say, that weaponry is left behind is that same weaponry that's going to be used against us. The Chinese are happy to run over there right away to get their hands on the technology so that they can, you know, retrofit for their own technological advancement. And we just handed it to our enemies. This is incredible, Tom.
Well, actually, I posted on that a couple of days ago, right, that same exact message out there about the Chinese are coming over there. They have their checkbook open. They're purchasing this equipment for reverse engineering so they can advance their drones. They can, the MRAPs and the material that's used to put together the MRAPs, so it can take the impressions and impact. They're also over there because all the natural resources that the United States found there in between 2010 and 2012. The Chinese are skipping right into Afghanistan. They're going to have a field day there. And it's just a complete and utter failure. Actually, the gentleman that I'm running against is that Peter Meyer that flew over there for that photo op, didn't do anything, came back and said, oh, hey, this is the same thing. We don't know if we're going to get all the Americans out. It's like, that's the same thing we've heard for a week. What did you bother going over there for 2.5 hours? You spent more time flying there than you did on the ground to find out anything. So, I mean, the Chinese are skipping. So.
Yeah. Well, without a doubt here, and Tom, gosh, you know, having been in the military, guy, part of you wonders, you know, are you going to have somebody who's going to, you know, step up? I mean, other noted military vets have been rather outspoken. I mean, some are saying that they're roguing it. They're going over there. They're not about to leave any Americans behind. And, man, I'm telling you, you just... wonder when we're going to start hearing some stories of some paramilitary activity taking place that is apart from, you know, the American government.
Well, that's the one nice thing about veterans. I'm not going to, you don't completely condone the actions, but at the same time, when your president's such a failure, you have to condone them. You have to applaud them. Veterans don't leave Americans behind. That's the one thing that we don't do. Step one of an evacuation is to remove all citizens of the United States, and the military goes out last. That's the order of evacuation. You pull out your equipment in an orderly fashion. The fact that we had to send troops there with Americans already on the ground tells you we did the evacuation completely backwards from the TMs that are in the military about how to do this. My biggest hope is that our Blue Force tracker system, it wasn't left in any of these vehicles at the speed that they came through, and because that's something that's more detrimental, because that tells you where all the equipment is around the entire world for the United States. So we'd have to change the entire programming for our defense systems.
Well, you hear the desperation on audio of Americans who are being left behind that have... they don't have a way to the airport. And then yesterday there was a late release from Department of Defense telling Americans who were at a couple of the gates there at the airport to leave immediately. Wow. I mean, what are they to make of that? And I can only imagine the panic and fear that they must be, you know, trying to endure, you know, during this whole mess here, Tom.
Is the Biden administration or even these two congressmen that went over there, like I said, the one I'm running against, walk to the gates and sit there and take the picture and say, you're going to open it or I'm going to put you on review and make you go up the chain and you say the president will pay. I'll take the heat with the president on it. Do something. Just somebody do absolutely something on there. And these soldiers, but the problem is a lot of these soldiers' commanders have the same fear of when Biden and Obama were in charge last time, they demote officers.
Yes.
For actually stepping out to help civilians. There, we have soldiers that are serving in Leavenworth and multitudes of other places that would step in to stop the Taliban's or the locals from beating local civilians, and they would court-martial them for interfering in their culture. We have soldiers like that are sitting in jail. So I understand where these officers' concern is, but at some point you got to step in. It's like, you know what? This isn't a live grenade. This is a situation where I may get in trouble, but you know what? At the end of the day, you're going to have to sleep with yourself at night and the decisions you make on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. It's
a risk.
Well, without a doubt. What did you make of the president's response? I don't know if you caught this or not. A reporter asked him, if Americans are still in Afghanistan after the deadline, what will you do? And the president actually smirked, and the White House was smart to cut the audio feed on it, but he smirked, and then he made some flippant comment like, you know, you'll be the first I'll call. Boy, I tell you, go ahead.
Shows you 50 years of incompetence in that White House is what's going on, and we're going to need people in Washington that are going to stop them. So if your listeners go to tom.gov and donate, they can help out so we can beat this guy. I don't have a problem being a voice against them. Everybody else seems afraid of him because they're afraid of the press, and I don't have a whole lot of fear.
Well, he's an American First conservative vet running for Congress. Tom Norton is with us, and we have more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. August 11, 1946 was an exciting day in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, as the town's very first radio station went live. Reverend Charlie Byers had booked time that Sunday morning to preach the gospel over the airwaves. People eagerly gathered around their newly purchased radios to listen to the Gospel Tide Hour program. Fast forward 75 years, and the Gospel Tide Hour is now the Tide Ministry, an international outreach sharing the gospel in multiple languages on three continents, potentially reaching millions of people, many of whom have never before heard the truth about Jesus. Imagine their excitement as they hear the gospel message in their own language and learn about an all-powerful God who offers them hope and new life in Christ. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You know, as one soldier put it, if you weren't there in the fight, maybe you should listen more and comment less. I think that's wisdom. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's our commitment to you, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Tom Norton, an American First conservative vet, running for Congress as a Republican in Michigan's 3rd District. Tom, why are you running?
Well, one of the reasons I'm running is the same gentleman that went over there to Afghanistan voted for impeachment of Donald Trump on over the riots. was clear of any wrongdoing from the FBI, and that was just a rush job, violated the Constitution, violated his due process of law. And then the other reasons why I'm running have expanded since then, because Mr. Myers called conservatives treacherous snakes. He did that on Memorial Day, so that tells you what he thinks of his own party. And then when he sat there and was backing Joe Biden on this Afghanistan strategy, I mean, praising him, saying that he was hopeful, he was encouraged, all these other nice words about Joe Biden in April, May, June, July, and up till about 10 days ago. And then something happened 10 days ago. I don't know what it was, but it was, I guess it was Afghanistan melting down. He all of a sudden started bashing him, applauding Joe Biden for his Afghan strategy for 4 months, much like Kamala Harris is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's so as this race continues, I have more and more reasons for running, which is actually pretty nice. That doesn't usually happen. And then to fly over there, for your listeners, it takes 16 hours to get to Afghanistan. It is a 16-hour flight. Don't you think you'd stay there more than a couple hours before flying back?
Exactly.
And wouldn't you think it would find something else out new instead of sit there and looking at the camera and said, it's the situation that we heard. That's it? I mean, really? And we're not sure if we'd get them out by the 31st? We knew that. You went there, you accomplished nothing, and it was a photo op. So, I mean, he keeps making blunder after blunder, and he's not fighting for Americans first. In fact, he is trying to help bring the refugees, all of these refugees, to the United States right away without any proper vetting process. When I was in Afghanistan, we had soldiers getting shot in the back by our Afghan allies. We had them blowing up in their own convoys. We had translators that we threw out that we found out were Iranian spies because it was so close. And they were embedded in a SOCOM, Special Operations Base, a top secret area. These guys were still getting in there because there's no records in Afghanistan. We had to kick out two other soldiers that were going to be part of the Afghan Special Forces because they were members of the Taliban. So when you stop and think about it, we cannot bring in these people without a proper vetting process. We need to take them into, like, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, somewhere else if they fought with us, and make sure that we've got to get them through a vetting process before bringing them here. And the other thing is that the Taliban loses hope of getting into the United States through this refugee loophole. They'll just go home because they have no interest in these other countries. But we need to put the American citizens, our European allies, first. They've been there fighting with us. Every single one of our NATO allies and American citizens need to be out first, and then we bring the refugees to these other areas at the same time. That is the order that we do this in, and my opponent wants to sit there and bring all the refugees in first, like Joe Biden does, and keep the Americans sitting in that country. I don't think that's America first.
Yeah. Well, you know, here you are, especially as the President of the United States, job one is national security. And our national security has been compromised in so many ways because we know what happens in Afghanistan is not going to stay in Afghanistan. They are greatly emboldened. The rest of our enemies, look what's happening with China. The moves that they are going to be feeling more emboldened and aggressive in making. Taiwan is already very, very concerned, as they should be. Japan as well. As Marco Rubio said in the 2016 presidential campaign, we're at a point where our enemies do not fear us, our allies don't trust us, and again, that was a statement that was relative to the Obama-Biden administration, and that is what Joe Biden has renewed on the international stage.
Exactly, and that's where our problem is at. So Congress needs to step up their game. Congress has the ability to override the president on foreign policy decisions because we're the ones that make treaties once we get in there. Mm-hmm. That's what people, we need to restore this republic to what it was. The one thing God gave us was a great gift when he actually had inspired our founding fathers to write the Constitution of the United States. They were not perfect men as history tries to dictate them. They were flawed men as all of us are flawed human beings. But they were inspired to make sure that our God-given rights were restored. And then they added an expanded clause so we could have constitutional rights added to it as we saw problems. And we have the ability in that Constitution to actually restrict this president, to stop this president. Congress right now, why are none of these guys proposing a bill for the evacuation order to say we're going to extend the deadline until every American's out? And
exactly.
Propose that bill, get it on the floor, and if Joe Biden wants to veto it, override them. I guarantee you the Democrats aren't going to sit there and be like, well, no, we got to listen to this president. They're going to sit there and say, yeah, okay, let's get the Americans out. I think even Nancy Pelosi, with all of her crazy that she has, would sit there and vote with the Republicans on that bill. Because we cannot leave Americans behind. We don't do that. The moment we start doing that, that is where China is salivating on Taiwan. They're sitting here looking at it. This guy's 7 months in. We could be prepped and invade Taiwan by next spring, and this guy's going to twiddle his thumbs. That's what they're looking at. How many? It's a sorry.
No. I appreciate, Tom. Let me tell you. This is the way the conversation goes. Because the frustration is so deep and heartfelt and heartbreaking at the same time, because you go, okay, what can we do? And I mean, right now, every second is expensive. It is costing lives. And Joe Biden is smirking at the microphone when asked about, you know, being able to get all Americans out. I mean, that is just, it's such a rank dereliction of duty. And you're exactly right, and you're calling Congress to have a backbone here. And this isn't a Republican or Democratic thing. This is about America. This is Americans that we're talking about here. And this president is proving that he's on a different agenda. And just like you said, if there was will, you know, it could happen, just like what happened or didn't happen in Benghazi, for example, and we lost four Americans there.
You know, you could actually, if he sat there and if he's afraid of it, he could just sit there and tell the British, could you do this for us? Right now it's the British, the French, and the Germans stepping up, and they are attacking our president. And these guys were applauding when he came in, and now all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, what did we do?
Yes.
And applauding this guy. We learned from our mistakes. Our allies have learned from the mistakes. There's Democrats that are sitting here that I've heard in houses, because of what I do for work, tell me that they regret voting for Joe Biden already. They're like, you know, I'd like to have the mean tweets back. It's amazing to sit here and watch this stuff happen to it. We are in a type of actual spiritual war in this country because we have CRT attacking our public schools. They're teaching us that America isn't great at all, that America hasn't done anything great. We went to war with ourselves as free people. That's a great nation. When you sit there, you look at the history of the United States, it is a very proud country because it's founded as a melting pot, and this president's embarrassing it around the world. There is no point in time where a ragtag group like that, the only time they feel inspired to take an embassy is when we have a president that's weak on foreign policy. When Gerry Ford abandoned the embassy in Saigon, the Chinese captured a couple of our fighters that had an emergency land. He had to send out a carrier fleet to send a message that he wasn't weak to the Chinese back then. Most people don't remember that. But the Chinese challenged him then because they looked at it as, oh, this guy's weak. He can let Saigon fall. Then he had to use a 6th fleet to go out there on the coast of China to get him to back down. So right now, the history is fully repeating itself. The difference is Joe Biden has consistently showed over the past 7 months, over the past 50 years, to not have the fortitude of what to do in a foreign policy situation.
How dangerous is this, Tom?
I think we're on the verge of where the United States will no longer have any type of footprint in the world for even humanitarian crisis. And I think China sit here and they're looking at it as like, this is our moment. And if Americans want us to continue to be proud, again, they can go to Tom.GOP, they can contribute to us, they can help us out, because I'm going to go there and I have full intention of being quite verbal, but without the crazy.
Well, Tom.GOP, that's where you need to go. Tom Norton has been our guest, an American First conservative vet running for Congress as a Republican in Michigan's 3rd District. Tom, appreciate the time. Take care, buddy.
God bless.
God bless.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S., British, and Australian governments issued new warnings overnight for Americans trying to get out of Afghanistan. The feds say there is a credible threat at the airport from an ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan. The U.S. Embassy issued security alerts on Wednesday, urging Americans at the Kabul airport to leave immediately. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday that up to 1,500 Americans were still trying to evacuate, but admitted the Biden administration has no idea how many Americans remain in country. Ty Garvin pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges earlier this year in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison Wednesday. Mr. Garvin is the first prison sentence in the case. More trials for others are pending. The National Rifle Association on Wednesday canceled its annual meeting in Houston, Texas, because of concerns about COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us. Yes, the author of Taboo, professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us as always. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to be back on the show.
So what's the response on the campus about Afghanistan? What are the kids saying?
Well, I think most people are shocked that it was allowed to happen. That's the primary response, especially from, you know, the many former soldiers in the community. But, I mean, I don't think most people necessarily had a ton of confidence in the Afghan army. But I think the idea was that the U.S. president, if we ever pulled out of the country, would make sort of a rational decision where he would be able to break down how long they'd be able to fight the Taliban, either to, you know, victory or defeat if we left. If we didn't think that was a long period of time, I mean, obviously, in business or the military, there's a three-part stage to evacuations generally where civilians, women, and children and so on leave first, and then you you bring back or you destroy your materiel, and then you send your troops back in a fighting retreat. So I think most people assume that if we ever left the country, same with Iraq, that's how we would leave. So it's pretty surprising to the kids to see, you know, babies being passed over, you know, the wall of Kabul Airport and that sort of thing. I think the reaction on campus is pretty much the same as the reaction everywhere.
Yeah, and it seems to be across party lines. I mean, it's not about being a Republican or a Democrat. It's just being a human being. And it's quite distressing to watch this. And the numbers on this in terms of any kind of polling evidence, Dr. Riley, is clear. It's not even close. I mean, in most things, you know, it gets some proximity of 50-50. But, you know, 70% in that range, I mean, a clear majority of people are not satisfied with the way we're exiting Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, military victories and defeats are, in political science, I mean, one of those things that crosses party lines. I mean, when, you know, President Bush, after 9/11, responded by, you know, pretty aggressively targeting first Afghanistan and then Iraq. And we can debate the evidence there, but responded very decisively with planes flying over him on Ground Zero and so on. His approval rating went up to about 81% because he was seen correctly at that stage as winning a war. Mm-hmm. And similarly, I think people see you know, Mr. Biden as losing a war, as having backed the weak side and a conflict between two sides that were morally troubled, and thus as having put our people at a pretty great situational risk. And there's an element of truth to that. I mean, the looking in the profession, not at what they're saying in the news, but the estimate of the number of Americans in Afghanistan, something like 18,000. You know, some of those people want to leave. It's more than 4,000, even by the government's estimate. And there really is that risk that we won't get them all out. And so you'll see essentially the Iran hostage situation again. So Biden's being punished for that. His approval rating is, I believe, 26% for Afghanistan. It's around 40% overall. It's lower than any rating that Trump had, at least this past year or two. So I think that there are a lot of people feeling some buyer's regret there.
Yeah, without a doubt, the midterms can't come fast enough, and here we are in a situation where every second matters. There needs to be such a high sense of immediacy for the lives of these very people, Dr. Riley, that, you know, it's like, well, what else can we do? And you've got, you know, a lot of former military types that are arming up and heading over to, you know, independently, just for the sake of their own oath that they took when they joined the military, that you leave no American behind. I mean, this is worse than Benghazi, and we lost four Americans at Benghazi. This is a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, well, without ever minimizing Benghazi, I mean, this is a far more serious situation. I mean, a lot of people have compared this to the fall of Saigon. You know, that's a bit dramatic, but you here as well, you saw helicopters taking off full from the roofs of the embassy or from the front gate of the airport. I mean, this is a pretty major situation. The question in Afghanistan, I do think we'll get most of the Americans out, but the question is what this means for everyone else that we made promises to.
Exactly.
I mean, all of the translators that fought with U.S. military units, all the people in the Afghan army, probably not ordinary soldiers who, frankly, mostly cut deals with the Taliban, but officers, pilots, people that would be, you know, significant contributors to this country, all of the brave women, Malala and so on, that we've been hearing about for the past, you know, decade or so, like the robotics team, I think, was snuck out by the Mexican government. They just arrived in Ciudad de Mexico. But all those people are at a very high level of risk. And if those people, instead of laying low with a gun, make the decision to trust the Americans and go to Kabul airport, because we are getting our own citizens out first, which is proper, but because of that, if they don't get on those flights, and that's only maybe a 1 in 3, 1 in 4 chance, they're very, very likely going to be killed.
Yeah.
So this is terribly unfortunate. People are giving to charity, and so I need to be aware this is something going on. So this isn't a situation where 3 or 4 people could be killed or raped or something a la Benghazi. I mean, this is a situation where, you know, 10% of the population theoretically could be brutalized or killed by the Taliban. The Taliban aren't nice guys, and they're pulling that kind of shroud of darkness down over quite large cities like Kandahar after they won the war.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of the weakness that our country is in as a result of the choices that the president has made, that here we are, we're negotiating with the Taliban, and at this point there's no negotiation as far as the deadline. They've drawn a red line. They've said, this is it. You've got till the end of the month, you're out or else. And also, we're counting on them to you know, get the people to the airport. I mean, they're participating in the vetting process as well, and you know it's not for humanitarian reasons.
Yeah, I actually took some heat for pointing this out on Facebook and Twitter, but the reality is that the United States could reconquer Afghanistan in a week if we wanted to. I mean, theoretically, we could drop a MOAB or target a tactical nuclear weapon, and I'm not advocating this, but at the Afghan presidential palace. So we logically should be negotiating from that power position that we have. This idea that we're going to follow sort of international norms while we're talking with the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization that's putting the president of the country back in burqas, is extraordinarily bizarre. But, yeah, I mean, right now, Joe Biden seems to have accepted the Taliban's terms, which are essentially that U.S. military personnel, guns up, are out of the country by August the 31st. What this deal comes down to in practice, and again, I don't see any reason that we should keep to this. And our allies, by the way, are angry. The Germans, the Brits.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Yeah, who are no jokes as fighters themselves. I mean, what they're saying is they need more time to get their citizens out because we didn't tell them what we were doing, at least in any detail.
Right.
But if we do leave by that date, what will probably happen is that all of the Americans will be out except for 20 or so that will become the subject of a humiliating back and forth. But then all of those Afghans that went through the Taliban barricade to try to leave will be killed or will be rounded up and, you know, asked to swear loyalty. Something very bad is going to happen to our former allies. And that's going to be used as an illustration of American weakness. Look what happens if you fight against the Islamic Ummah with the Western barbarians kind of thing.
Well, we're back to remember what Marco Rubio said during the 2016 campaign. He said it repeatedly, that our enemies no longer fear us, our allies don't trust us. And this was born out of the Biden-Obama administration, and Joe Biden seems to have held on to that principle, and here we are, deja vu, one more time again.
Yeah, I don't understand this myself. I mean, I think that for all his many flaws, Trump understood strength fairly well. So the process of our pulling out and continuing these negotiations with the Taliban in the lead chair, I simply don't get. I think also this ties into something that honestly has been an American problem for a while, whether you're talking about the Marsh Arabs under Bush 1, whether you're talking about the Kurds under Obama and to some extent under Trump. But we are a very powerful, somewhat amoral country, and we're on the other side of this big, giant ocean, which is why we don't worry a lot about some of these quarrels. So our allies have often wondered, you know, is America gonna keep their word totally? And now that's combined with Biden looking often like he doesn't know what he's doing, could be a real problem.
Yeah, without a doubt, it will no doubt and is having a resounding effect. And the trust factor for America has been decimated. Dr. Wilfred Riley, political science professor at Kentucky State University, continues with us.
You missed the lowest mortgage rates in history. You're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The great Thomas Sowell recently tweeted, I says, I cannot understand people who say that minorities should be represented everywhere and yet are upset when there are blacks represented in the conservative movement. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, could probably be, you know, it could that statement could refer to you, Dr. Riley. I mean, not necessarily that you are. I don't know. Do you define yourself as a conservative?
On a lot of issues. I mean, I think I'm about center right politically.
Yeah.
I fall within that sort of businessman with a bunch of guns, block of conservatism, as opposed to the sort of pure American traditionalism where you might live in a cabin in the woods. But. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with Sowell on that point, and I think there's a really obvious reason for that apparent discrepancy, which is that a lot of the people that are talking constantly about minority interests, this is actually my next article that I have coming out, aren't minorities themselves, and they don't really like, quote-unquote, people of color in the way that right-leaning, you know, athletes and soldiers and so on do, missionaries. What the idea is that black people are, especially even more now, sort of the little brown brothers of the USA would be how these people often perceive it, are a good way to get socialist ideas into the American mainstream. And kind of last point, but you see this a lot with the treatment of the black community, because the black community, if you look at something like church going or attitudes toward gay rights and homosexuality or a number of other things, varsity athletic and military participation, is one of the more traditional communities out there. Hispanics are certainly right up there as well.
Exactly.
But the way you get in 85% of blacks and 69% of Latinos to vote for Nancy Pelosi-style candidates is to invoke this sort of made-up racism constantly. So you want more minorities in the USA if you're a white commie because you think that they'll back you politically, but you don't want more minorities in the conservative movement or in the army or in many of the areas where minorities do really well because that wouldn't benefit you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to stay in your lane, Dr. Riley, and when you get outside that lane, then, as Justice Thomas says, you're perceived as being uppity. Whether you're Hispanic, black, you're out of your lane, so now you're uppity because you figured it out. You know, the jig's up. And this is what happened. You know, Donald Trump went to minority America and said, hey, what have you got to lose? You know, look at all these years, even had a black president. How did that work for you? And they said, hey, why not? I mean, they like one day somebody flipped a switch and they started seeing reality and going, oh, my goodness, they're right. I mean, for all the money that the Democrats have invested into minorities in, I say, buying their votes, because a lot of these new bills that are coming up, I mean, this infrastructure, so-called soft and hard infrastructure, the bottom line, it comes
into buying votes at the rest of the people's expense. It's kind of like the union operation and model the way they operate. You say, oh, okay, part of your dues is going to go into what we say are the political interests for the union. Well, if you disagree with a particular candidate, that doesn't mean anything. What means something, and most in the union interpretation, is what they say it means. And that's the way Democrats like. That's the way progressives like things. They don't want any argument, no debate. You just go along. We'll tell you what to do and stay in your lane and all will be well.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot of truth there. I mean, you could argue that the Republicans have a similar coalition when you look at, you know, trad Christians and then amoral business people or something like that. But the whole pitch of the Democrats, and I think this is true to a much greater extent on the left side of the aisle, is sort of we are the coalition of people that are brought together by opposing, quote unquote, the man. So, I mean, I've said this a bunch of times. There's nothing really that, say, transgender women, men who identify as women, and actual traditional feminists who are pro-woman, women in marriages with men, there's nothing really that those two groups have in common, or illegal immigrants and union workers, for example. You know, black people and recent immigrants. This could go on and on. But what the basic idea is, all of us are unified by the fact that we are not, you know, quote-unquote, the rich white man. And we also are the party that spends a little more, so we have access to the treasury, and we can provide each of these groups with what they need, which is the point of the infrastructure bill, which, you know, more than half seriously includes things like babysitting as infrastructure, you know, broadband internet. That spawned that joke online that, you know, blank is infrastructure, my girlfriend is infrastructure. So that is the pitch that's made to minority communities and to a lot of poor whites and to hipsters and to others, union people. And I do think there is a sense of betrayal on the part of many people who believe in this when middle class members of minority groups, I mean, remember, blacks now make 80% of what whites do, Asians make more. When normal citizens in these groups say, you know, I'm not really interested in this. Mm-hmm. You know, I have some other interests. So which party is better for small business? Which party is better on crime, abortion? I mean, you could go down the line with this. And the idea isn't just so much, well, you are making a different decision. It's you are a traitor because you are betraying the coalition that is funding you. And in reality, right now, at this level of income and so on, that coalition is actually taking more of my money than the other. But this isn't seen as just an aggressive partisan decision. It's seen as, you know, a betrayal. Joe Biden phrased that as, if you do this, you ain't black.
Exactly.
And Trump's pitch was the people that are saying you're not black if you don't vote for them have been running a lot of these areas like Detroit for 60 years. How's that going? 40 years, I guess, in Detroit. Not going well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And speaking of lanes, you know, I think the general spirit of America First is that, you know, our government should provide, you know, safe passage for all of us to be the best we can be. You know, get the federal and these restrictions out of the way so small businesses can thrive, people can dream big dreams, and have a shot at it. But all that is compromised at the end of the day when all this other money is invested or that we're allowed to be tribalized, so to speak. And this is antithetical to this free you know, this free mindset that allows us to be all that we can be and to exercise the giftings and talents that all of us have within us that are screaming to be exercised and developed.
I generally agree with that. I will say that except for the Tea Party, I haven't really seen any, I mean, we're being honest, I haven't really seen any restraints on growth and on kind of pork barrel spending and on the Republican side either. I mean, you know, Trump, again, did a lot of good things, but grew the budget even more than Mr. Obama did. So we're right now, we're in an era that's potentially dangerous for American governance. I don't think I'm saying anything brilliant here that we potentially might have some political trouble. But the two parties seem to be focused on expanding the government to sort of provide things to these broad coalitions of supporters. And at some point, I mean, we're going to have to get beyond that because eventually the bill's going to come due and figure out
exactly
what exactly we want from leaders from almost a moral perspective, a logical perspective. So, yeah, in general, I mean, I guess you could say the Democrats right now are doing this at an even faster pace. So Biden, I guess, to be fair, Biden's taking it up to the next level where the budget is three or four $5 trillion a year, and we're now talking about, in addition to that, $4 trillion infrastructure packages. Stuff like that may keep voters happy for a while, but eventually we're going to run out of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As Margaret Thatcher said, I mean, you know, when is too much? I mean, you know, here we are. I mean, it was Everett Dirksen that said, hey, a billion here, a billion there, for you know it, you're talking lots of money. Well, forget it. Now the modern passage is a trillion. I mean, we don't talk about billions anymore. It's all trillions of dollars. And, you know, this is the mess we find ourselves into. I think it's quite interesting, and I've been observing this and waiting for this bit of prophecy to happen. If you remember in John Naisbitt, Megatrends books, he often referred to the two-party system being, he likened it to two dinosaurs mating. He says that eventually it will run its course. And it's in spite of his predictions and in spite of things that would say, you know, he's probably more right than wrong, it continues.
Well, I mean, to some extent, it continues because of blatant corruption. I mean, this is one of the things that's rarely discussed in American politics, but it's extremely difficult. So, I mean, if I run for local office, I mean, I suppose at this point I'd run as a Republican, I mean, given the two-party options. But when I think about things that I would do, an independent, a libertarian, it would be virtually impossible to even get on the ballot at the state level, much less win. I mean, your party to be automatically included in national or state level debates needs to have polled at 5% or 8%. It varies by region in the last election. You know, if you haven't, you need to put together 10,000 signatures or whatever it might be in your particular region just to be counted. And then you're not automatically included in the television debate and so on. This just goes on and on. And as we expand the voting laws to allow things like ballot harvesting for the major of the two parties that exist, I think that'll become, if anything, harder to overcome. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what you've got right now is multiple different parties shoved into each major party. I mean, when you look at the Democratic coalition, for example, I guess I'm picking on them a little bit more, but I mean, that goes from Ilhan Omar, who's literally a socialist, who said some things that seem like they're coherent with Sharia law.
Exactly.
But quite a few of them, man. Yeah. She takes on Israel and so on. But you've got that over to, like, Joe Manchin. You know, Colin Powell, I guess, is a Democrat now. So that is an enormous swing of opinion. I mean, within a more left-leaning country, Germany, that might be the entire electorate. So how do you keep that colossus together? I mean, that's when you get into, you know, straight financial bribery and scaring people. But that's made necessary by the fact that we only have these two colossal parties. How can we actually get past that? I don't honestly know.
Yeah, maybe just one day we wake up and it just, you know, bursts open and they just no longer are able to hold together and the factions decide to go their own way. It could be an interesting time. He's the author of the book Taboo, and he noted in a recent tweet that it turns out that, you know, totally non-shocking effect as can happen about those things that you're not supposed to talk about that maybe you thought were taboo, but they're not, huh?
Yeah, so that was one of the
five
points
seconds.
I made. Just,
yeah, go ahead, yeah, 5 seconds.
Many things that we're scared of are really simple when you break them down.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacked?